Welcome to Rollfair, a D&D podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. As always, we'll introduce ourselves. I am Devin, the Dungeon Master.
I'm Ryan. I'm playing Seth, the Tiefling Warlock.
I'm Brad, playing Arden.
just Arden.
Question mark?
I'm Kayla, playing Kaiju, the Tabaxi Pirate.
I'm Austin, playing Sharu, the Turtle.
Hi, I'm Ben, playing Raina, the Human Ranger.
I'm Sarah. I'm playing Asar, the Fire Genasi Sorcerer.
Perfect. Last time, party made it into the Latigo Library and met Balin Latigo, a survivor from the sacking of the city of Latigo. And he was very surprised to see that Raynor was alive, and Raynor was surprised to see him. So we are picking up with them enjoying a meal together and seeing what happens at the dinner table for conversation. So, I'm glad to have you all here for this meal. It's been a long time since I've made a toast. But he puts out his hand and a cup of wine just materializes. And he picks it up. To reunions. And life.
Ooh, I look at Shrew.
As you look for Shrew, you may or may not see him sneaking off. He tries to sneak off.
Okay, go ahead and make a stealth check.
11.
Anyone who has a passive perception higher than that can see him.
Dang it!
I do, maybe?
It's at 11. What's that mean?
You win.
I'm gonna let him go.
Yeah.
But
I see him.
As he sneaks off, I start grabbing some like bits and bobs out of my herbalism kit, and I start like tying them together with twine to make a kind of a doll.
Okay.
So I see him walk off, but I'm
we'll call it a performance check, but add your dexterity.
Okay.
I'm very curious about what he did with just the goblet appearing, so I want to see if I can do it.
So you reach out your hand, and what would be the first thing that appears in your mind for a drink?
A giant jug of water.
A massive clay jug of water, about 2 gallons worth, appears right at your hand.
I want to see if it tastes like water.
Careful. Go ahead and make a strength check.
Oh yeah. That shouldn't be a strength check. That can carry 2 gallons.
Can you?
I don't know. We'll see.
Can you bring it to your face without spilling too much?
7.
Have you ever tried to drink a
two hands
bucket of water?
Yeah, it's hard. I don't
say 7. It's like you're trying to single-handed
What'd you get?
7.
You're able to get it there, but it slops all over the table at the same time.
Yeah. I'm going to just drop it then on the ground and see if it shatters. And
it shatters.
Oh. Asal just kind of stands up to like let the blood go by. And as she just looks towards the door where Shrew left, can I tell if he's leaving because he doesn't feel like socializing, or is he leaving because he's getting into mischief?
Make an insight check.
So I want to just keep doing that.
Those aren't mutually exclusive either.
No. I hate D&D. Arden,
you're just destroying.
Grab a jug, destroy it, see if it just keeps compounding, or if it's like if there's some end to it.
It disappears after a while.
Okay, that's I'm figuring it out.
Arden, they're not used to being a dinner guest. Are you?
When have we ever been in like a magic 11? Table where we could just conjure whatever we want?
I'm not really I was only trying to sneak away, but
I gotta see what this is about.
Definitely, you just want to socialize.
Why don't we do this? Okay. How about you make a just to make this somewhat realistic, make a deception check with disadvantage.
I want to try to conjure a dagger.
Something. 12.
Okay. So you are not quite able to tell what he's looking to do, but you get the feeling that maybe he's just trying to be alone.
Yeah. As someone who's been through losing somebody, I kind of get it.
I'm sorry, let me apologize for this one, motioning toward Arden.
What?
He's not the social type.
I'm just curious.
I reach forward and a glass of 1CB mixed wine appears on my hand. A toast to your hospitality.
And he raises his glass. Very good. And he just downs it. And he downs it like he's been drinking really well for a while.
Can I make a dagger?
No.
Butter knife?
Yes.
How sharp can I make the butter knife?
As sharp as a butter knife normally is.
Try different varying degrees of sharpness on the butter knife and just see what its limitations are.
Steak knife.
Yeah, steak knife. Serrated, non-serrated.
You're able to make many wonderful contraptions.
And I want to throw them as far as I can and just see if they still last outside the boundary of the table.
Can I grapple check? I'm dead serious. Okay, I am going to grapple you. You need to make an athletics or acrobatics to get away from me. Ah, damn it! I need different dice. This is not working out for me. I rolled an 11.
I would have given you guidance. Sorry.
Okay, here. I'll guidance.
Yeah.
Wait, what am I going to do?
What did I say? I said 11. That's 14.
Acrobatics for sure. Unnatural 20.
Damn.
So I get away and I'm still conjuring random stuff and throwing.
I slap Arden upside the back of the head. Just like full force. That's a 22. You do take.
Yeah. He's the smartest dumb person you've ever met, right?
This is the dumb part. But
Wait.
You
sorry.
Take 3 damage.
Oh, dang. Oh, man.
Well, at least you're not going after me right
he's
now.
He's exposed to magic and he's experimenting with it. That's the smart part. The dumb part is
he doesn't know
any better.
And I'm sorry, I didn't write any of this down, and that's my fault.
Shiru usually does the writing for me.
Yeah, Shiru is usually... Wait, where... Do you have a bathroom?
Yes.
Lavatory? Water closet?
Of course.
Latrine?
Yes!
Can you point me in the direction?
He gestures. Just walk through that direction.
Is that where he went?
And think bathroom.
Is that where he went? That direction? I'm asking the DM, sorry.
I don't know where he went. He just walked.
He just walked.
That's how it works. You just think what you want and it appears.
Arden, sit down. Arden, sit down.
I'm gonna go.
Do you want me to slap you again?
No, that hurt enough.
You're being quite rude.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I am.
We get along lovely, in case you couldn't tell.
We do have a dinner guest that is without his buddy for the buddy system to work. So I will just bring him back.
And I'm like staring at you, like, you know, like with the eyes of just like, come on, like, get it together, like, you know, like the, you know, when your wife is mad at you, like.
It's the look.
The look, yeah. Yeah.
The dagger look, yeah. That was 4 damage, right?
Arden, 3.
It's like 3.
I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah, and then that was 20 psychic damage.
Wait, that means the 2 head cases are going off into the library.
Yeah, you know, Arden,
unsupervised.
I saw where Shiru went. He went this way, and I point towards the direction where we came from, like the entrance.
So I'm going to bow and then walk backwards, staying bowed. Because that's the way I think, like, being respectful would be.
Your
and then when I'm out of sight, very dumb. I'm going to try
He's
to find
He's complicated.
He doesn't get out much.
Didn't have the best upbringing, I'll put it lightly. Like I said, though, he does have a certain air of intelligence about him. The problem is that He forgets how intelligent he is.
I see.
You have a, wouldn't play with a magic
you
table.
You have a dizzying intellect.
I don't know any other way of putting it, because we've had plenty of situations over the last couple months together where he has done amazingly intelligent things, and then...
You know the difference
one
between...
day he creates a god of pancakes.
it's the difference
fascinating.
Between intelligence and wisdom, I would say.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
Street smarts and book smarts.
Yes.
DM, does Asar recognize the magic that's happening at this table, coming from a magical
check.
City? Where's Arcana? I also guidance myself. Where's more things? Yay! 12.
You can tell that it is not a magic that your people have used before. And it doesn't seem to be a magic that you've seen in southern Chichawa whatsoever. But you can't pin it down on a specific area of focus.
If she has a ring of mind shielding, does it not work on her for knowing what she wants to eat and drink?
we're not going to get that.
So, pardon me for asking, are you here for the library's sake or for your sake?
I'm not sure I understand.
Are you here for your own protection, or are you the protector of this place?
Yes.
That makes sense. I was thinking it was somewhere in between. It seems to have worked for you so far. I was going to say worked well, but that's a matter of neither here nor there.
Yes, I wouldn't say it's been well, but I'm alive. And I'm able to do research.
Research into the Fae? Research into magics?
I make a persuasion check.
Guidance.
I'm very persuasive, folks.
While we're eating and talking, Seth is just unobtrusively using his new dagger to like carve some designs in the table just to see what a magic boy does to a magic table.
Yes! Experiment.
As long as you write it down, it's science.
Exactly.
It's like, well, I've got to attune to the boy too, so might as well play with it.
The table gets scratched, wood start chipping, and we'll see.
We'll see if it disappears.
How stealthily are you trying to do this?
I'm just trying not to be a dick.
It's like
and
make a stealth
like
check.
Like a kid scratching into the desk of his school.
14.
Like I don't wouldn't care. Mind scratching my table. I would appreciate it. It is not magical.
Oh. All right, and I will alter the design so that it's not a penis.
And what'd you get? I'm sorry.
I got an 11.
Okay. I've been researching my family's history.
Family's history.
Genealogy, our past.
Your family is history.
What may possibly be our future if we can restore ourselves.
Are you a prophet then?
Of course not.
So there's prophecies here?
Probably.
Found anything of interest?
Haven't been looking for prophecies.
Oh, you just said future, right? Wondered how much future you know.
I pondered what our future may look like.
So like a prophet.
The future of the Latigos, or the future of the world?
The Latigos.
On an interesting note, related to that, it seems like Letigo may have a potential future ahead of it. I go into detail, kind of explaining what we know about the indigenous herd and some of the coven that are at Letigo and seemingly awaiting a Letigo return to almost restore us back into place.
Fascinating. Well, that is news indeed.
I'm sure you'd be happy to get out of here at some point.
His hand, he just takes another cup of wine and just downs it. Not unlike Rainer.
Is it difficult to research under that much wine?
Depends on what you're researching.
Makes it easier.
You know, I like that. That makes a lot of sense to me.
I used to do a lot of my best studying when I was... my best plans when I'm drunk, remember?
That's so true. Did your father.
Yeah.
That's how you were made.
Oh, jeez. That's why there's a
it's
future.
It's good to know I was one of his best plans.
And you can tell he's getting more intoxicated and grumpier and frustrated and... It's make an insight check for me, Rainer.
He doesn't get
with advantage.
It's still surprisingly good.
It's like drunk anger.
21.
You can see he's hiding his life behind the drink as well. And despite being happy to see you and hearing this news, you almost see a man who's given up hope of a future, of any worth. And you can tell that he was not truthful with Kaiji.
How are you all doing? You good? Want to, can I have a basically a little bit of alone time with Baylin? I don't, there's a lot to explore here, and I know we don't have a lot of time.
Yes, that's
yeah, sure,
that's
fine.
I will go this way, and Asar just walks towards a door and thinks, library? And walks through.
Okay. So, let's, as you guys...
Who else comes with me? Come with me.
Everyone who leaves, go ahead and do your thing, and we'll think about where you're wanting to think, and we'll do Rainer and Baylin first. So, cousin, lovely friends you have. He grabs another drink.
Just imagine a funnel, and then you can just be easier.
I'd be lying if I said the last 10 years hasn't been painfully difficult. And for most of my journeying with my friends here, I haven't been entirely hopeful myself either, but I don't know. I want to hope that this
hope
happens, but because
for what?
Hope for what? Hope for something more than this just shithole of a life we've been dealt.
Well, I think you'll be much happier if you just realize that this shithole that we have is all that we are worth. Letigo cannot be restored.
A year ago, I possibly would have believed you there, but some, I don't know how to explain it. Things have been going in a direction. I feel like I've been forced in a direction for I don't know how long. And especially over the last year, it's like something has been driving me. Something has been pushing me in every direction I've been.
Ah. You feel our family's curse. This place, it's all made because of some bullshit past we have, and we can't escape it. So I drink so that I don't have the desire to go out and kill devils and demons and fae and elemental pieces of crap that enter into this plane. So I stay here so I don't have to go and save people who don't give a shit about us, who allow our people to be slain, burned in our city, taken by those we protected. So yes, even if you can reclaim Latigo, to hell with all of those people there.
I can't fault you for feeling the way you do. I know I've spent much of the last decade lost in a drink as well. Listen, I'm not lost.
I'm quite found. Come. I'll show you our legacy. And he gets up, stumbles around, catches himself with the table, holds out his hand, and like this cane appears. And he just kind of moves forward towards one of the hallways.
Yeah, I follow after him.
So as you follow, let me get back to my notes, bear with me.
Rawr.
Do you know what our family was doing all those years?
I mean, I would imagine they were, you know, learning and hunting. That's kind of what I remember being trained to do when I was
indeed
growing up.
But we were also trying to save dear old what's his face? Where is it?
Ah, yes, dear old what's his face.
Gosh.
I remember him well.
Lost it.
You haven't been hitting the drink too hard, haven't you?
Where is it? Mercer! Dear old Mercer, our great grandfather. Or great, whichever one, I can't remember. I've drunk too much.
I mean, from what I understand, he was pretty great.
Great indeed. Got himself all entangled with Ibelisse. And sold his soul for power, and here we are with our curses anew. And so we were trying to find a way to remove it. We had been in the process of creating a couple of items that would help. We've got one stored right here in this very building. And as he walks, rooms seem to shift and pass all around you. It seems like you're traveling a great distance in seconds. And he comes to this, you know, opened glass room that covers so you're in a square room, and then there's this glass circling around the center. So there's a walkway around the outside. And there's a single archway in there, and the room is sealed. You can see glyphs and wards and all sorts of things placed there. And as you look closer, or as he gestures for you to look, do you see what's in there?
I kind of focus on it, on the archway.
So as you look in there, you see that the room itself is covered in a leathery-looking skin with oozing pustules that dot around the space.
Ew.
The room is circular, and a central dais holds the solitary arch, roughly 6 feet high, 3 feet wide. And the leathery texture of the room creeps up over the archway. Balin reaches over and presses one of the glyphs on the wall, and an electric pulse briefly passes through the room. The leathery surface convulses, and many pustules burst open, oozing out a greenish slime. Some of the pustules seem to move. What appears to be pupils appear in some of them, and look through the glass of the room, hatred swimming in their black abyss. The slime that was excreted begins to scab, and a new layer of leathery skin forms. This is the Puramon. Oh, sorry, the Puramon. The Devil's Gate in the T'Chawi tongue. We built it as a secret way into the Hells so that we could avenge our ancestors and free Mercer from Ibalisi's grasp. But that is a fool's hope, boy.
Why wasn't it used?
We were attacked. Because, from everything I've been able to find, we revealed the wrong information to the wrong people. And we had an item that we were creating called... Where is it? Oh, damn. It was called the... I'm going to probably pronounce this wrong. I tried using Spanish. The Capizar. That's C-A-P. E-J-I-Z-A-R. You could probably pronounce that better than me. It's not perfect Spanish. It's
C-A-P-E-J-I-A-R?
Mm-hmm. Z-A-R.
Oh, Z-I-A-R?
Mm-hmm. It was originally an S, but Z looked better.
Capesiar.
Yeah. That's how you say it. There you go. It was the cloak, or the shroud, that would hide us in the Hells. But was never finished. We've got part of it in Letigo somewhere. Probably lost. And the Chandelierians have the other part.
Well, guess I'm going back to Letigo then.
If you have a death wish, by all means.
No, I have a wish for something more than death.
I wish you no ill will, cousin, but I believe you go to your death if you pursue this path. But this library is useless otherwise. Take what you will. I care not for the world anymore.
I know just as... out of anyone else in this world, I'm probably one of the few people that understand you and what you're going through. And I can't promise anything, but I truly hope that... I truly wish that someday you... can feel hope again.
That would be nice.
I'm trying to end this. I There's a lot I don't know, and I'm going into the dark on a lot of this, but I'm getting, you know, getting tired of feeling like I'm not in control.
Well, until you end our family's curse, or we end our family's curse, none of our posterity will be in control. Hence I stay here, so I don't risk passing that curse on to the next generation.
I see. Well,
I think I will go sleep this stupor off. I can tell I'm about to fall over.
Good luck.
You as well. When I wake up, hopefully I'll be in a better mood. Sorry to be such bad company. And he just trots off, leaving you next to the Plerimon. And the eyes just staring at you, growing like ever larger and reducing. But there's like dozens of them in this thing. And with that, we will leave that episode here. We'll pick up with what happens next time. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Rollfair. If you're enjoying what you're listening to, be sure to check us out on our website. There you can find our merch, maps, and lore. And if you're listening on Spotify, be sure to leave a comment. We'd love to hear from you.